Hello, good evening and welcome to Pleroma Wednesday. Today I'm going to be teaching on a very, very important topic, just a continuation with our theme for the month, Sonship. Alright, Sonship, Principles of Sonship. So I'm going to be talking about something very profound, and it's titled, Except You Be Like These Children. So I'm speaking from the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3. Matthew 18 verse 3. We might want to start from verse 2 so that you can understand clearly. So the Bible says, and Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little one which believe in me, it will be better for him that a millstone will hang up about his neck and he will drown in the depth of the sea. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can we just pray for a while? Father, let his words find a space in the heart of men to germinate. Let it be for truth. And let life be transformed like never before. In the name of Jesus. Alright, you're going to pardon the noise from the external. I think we're having a rainfall right now. So I want you to bear with us. Now this scripture is so profound. There is a principle in the kingdom of heaven for anyone who must inherit the kingdom of heaven, or any man who must experience the kingdom of heaven. That's the principle that helps you to experience the kingdom of heaven and inherit the kingdom. So I'm going to explain this clearly. There is an experiential aspect of the kingdom of heaven. Alright? There is an experiential aspect of the kingdom of heaven that we will experience here on earth. And then there is the reality aspect of the kingdom of heaven that we will experience when we are raptured and we go to heaven. Alright? So, one of the things, one of the attributes of the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, that we can begin to experience here on earth is the fact that when we see demons casted out, we see the sick healed, we see people saved. What we are seeing is the dominion or the establishment or the expression of the kingdom of God. Now this, and the kingdom of men shall become the kingdom of God. So every opportunity or every situation where divinity interposes on humanity, where we see the hand of God or the move of God, what we actually see is we are experiencing the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is motion. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 12, says, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. I think this is the book of Matthew chapter 12. If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come to you. So the kingdom of God is experienced, can be experienced on the earth when divinity interposes on humanity, when we see divine intervention in human affairs. That is the manifestation of the kingdom of God, or the experience of the kingdom of God even on the earth. Alright? So having said that, The Bible is saying that except you be like this little children, you will not experience the kingdom of God. You will not. Okay, so the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter, Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, so the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Alright, so this is an experiential aspect of the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you have righteousness, if you are living right with God, and you have peace and you have joy, you actually experience in the kingdom of God. And I've already said that if you see the sick healed, you see divine intervention in human affairs, you are actually experiencing the manifestation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God in the affairs of men. Alright? So now the Bible is saying from this scripture we just read in Matthew chapter 18 that when we see, except to be like these children, Bible says, except to be like these children, we shall not, or we will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. We will not experience the kingdom of heaven. So one of the keys to experiencing all that salvation offers, and all that God offers, all that this kingdom is made up of, and all of the blessings, all of the attributes of the kingdom of God, is humility. The humility of a child is all it takes to unlock the treasures of the kingdom of God. There are many things that you would have struggled to get, but the Bible even says that even the physical things that we struggle to get is responsive to the manifestation or the indwelling or the expression of the kingdom of God. If the kingdom of God is experienced in this place, every other thing that people will struggle to get will become so easy to see. A demon will be casted out. Someone who had a suicide intent or an intention to commit suicide, you know, just shows up, and the peace of God ravages that person, and the person is changed, the person is transformed, a person is delivered, a person is healed. Listen, where the kingdom of God is manifested, physical needs are the least of the troubles, because your physical needs will be met. But here's what the Bible says is the key to experiencing the kingdom of God. It says the humility of a child. It says, except you are as humble as one of these children, you will not experience, you will not even see. Oh, leprosa kapedash tefil hapatos. Talking about our theme for the month, sonship. You need to understand that many of the manifestations that you are going to, most of the manifestations that you are going to, you know, express on the earth is not a product of, it's not just a promise. It is a product of principle. If you want to experience the kingdom of God, be like one of these children. You don't just claim it and receive it, it says be like one of the children. And one of the things that are very peculiar to children is that children always have people that they are accountable to and people that are accountable for them. You will never find a child without, any child you find without someone accountable to, without someone he is accountable to or she is accountable to, or someone that is accountable for that person, that child, you know, will turn out something else. Oftentimes, that child will go through so much struggle. Oftentimes, that child will have so much hardship. Some of them don't even survive, some of them die at very young and tender age. This is what happens to you when you lack spiritual parenthood. When you lack spiritual, you fail to be submitted or submissive under spiritual authority. You are not different from a child that is without a guidance and without a parent. The outcome of most children without parents is that you see them end up begging on the street, end up walking you know, without direction, all of most of them, if they don't get helpers or people who they can look up to and who look after them, most of those children end up becoming the hoodlums, the people who harasses the society that we know. One of the things that God has put in place for any man to experience the fullness of the kingdom of God, the power of God, the serenity that comes with the presence of God, the prosperity that comes with the presence and kingdom of God, the power, the dominion that comes with the power and presence and the kingdom of God, the key to experiencing this is that you must come under spiritual authority. I hope this is clear enough. So you know what the Bible even says? That they said to me like these children, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And said several things, that whoever hurts or annoys or tries to harm these children is going to deal with me. So a Christian who has put himself at the disposition of a child of God or a person under authority cannot be hurt and left without any form of rescue or any form of hit back. You can't touch a child who has a parent and expect no backlash. It's not going to happen. When you come under spiritual authority, friends, it is not enough to say, God is my father, I am a child of God. I'm going to prove that to you very, very quickly. You know, the Bible says that whoever says he loves if he loves God and loves and hates his brother, is a liar. Oftentimes, one of the things that God uses to test and ascertain the sincerity of your commitment to Him is your commitment to men. Romans 13. So you can't say you are humble to God if you are not even humble to men. You can't say you love God if you don't love them. You can't say you can give anything to God when you cannot give anything to men. Do you understand? So men are like a litmus test for how you would treat God if you were to see God or if you are to meet God. Wow. Alright. Okay. Let me not go ahead of myself. So Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained by God. So God ordains powers. Okay, let me see verse 2. It says, whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall they themselves be damned. So God gives you people, He gives you pastors, He gives you leaders, He gives you spiritual fathers, mentors. He gives you those people as a representative of His control over you. Your resistance of such powers and such authority over your life is your resistance. So you might even want to see that God takes spiritual authorities over your life so seriously, so much so that even on the day of rapture, after the rapture has taken place and then the believers have been caught up in heaven, God is going to have to take account for the people who are going to have, he will take account of the people or from the people who he has assigned as authority over your life. So let's see this scripture, Hebrews 13 and verse 17. Just obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Says they watch over your soul as they that must give account. People, this is so important. So pastors will give account of you. So he says, submit yourself to them. When God says submit yourself to people, men, he's just trying to put, you know, a physical, he's trying to make you live with a consciousness that you are not your own. See, take examples of a car that is so beautiful, flashy, has a very beautiful, you know, outlook, powerful engine, double exhaust, you know, has a high speed, and then this car, somehow, some way, the brake of this car got deactivated, or got, demoted. Maybe removed, it was removed, or it was, you know, deactivated, it stopped working. Now, mark this, what happened to this car? This car can be on a very high speed, but as long as it has no brake, it has no option to escape destruction. It is destruction. It is destruction. It is highly destructible. It is the worst thing that can happen to a car. No matter how beautiful it is, if it doesn't have a brake, then you might as well say that car does not truly have an owner, because it will definitely soon not have an owner. It will be destroyed. So friends, to be without spiritual authority or physical people who you are spiritually accountable to, who you are answerable to spiritually, is to be signed up for a life headed towards destruction, and you signed up with joy. You signed up for free. God is going to ask for the accounts from all of the people he has put around you. Please take note of this. There is so much you would enjoy in the kingdom of God, and so much you would benefit if you decide today to be like these little children. If you decide today to humble yourself before the Lord, there is so much that would open up to you. There is so much. Even the things that you wouldn't have done or that you wouldn't have achieved will become achievable if you decide today to be like one of these children. Humble yourself and serve the Lord. I want to pray for someone tonight who wants to come out of that life of destituteness, spiritual destituteness. You want to come out of that life that is headed for destruction and headed for calamity. You want to bail out of that life, and you want to enter into a life that is responsible, a life that is accountable, a life that has direction and has control and has a destination, a life that is predictable, that is success predictable. You want to attain such a life. I want to pray for you tonight, and all you need to do is to commit yourself today to having a mentor, a pastor, or spiritual father, one that you become accountable to, and then your life is about experiencing your turn. This is a very short sermon, but I hope it blessed you, and I hope you're going to act on this, and your life will never remain the same again. God bless you. Pastor Ezra Emmanuel is my name, and it was a wonderful time we had today. Just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit and ask the Lord to help you. are praying for you. If you made that decision to you want a mentor, you want a spiritual father, you send me a message. I'm going to pray for you, and your life will never remain the same again. Jesus, by the name. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit. As you hear this, go ahead and pray in the spirit. God bless you, and have a beautiful night. And I'm sorry the message came late, but I'm sure you are yet blessed. God bless you.